You're listening to SBS News.
My name is Jess Hill. I'm an author and journalist.
Great. So we're here at this Diversity Council event with lots of corporate people in the room and businesses. What role can organisations play, I guess, in helping victim survivors, even giving them financial support or mechanisms within the workplace to help them with family violence?
I think that organisations can best find out how to help victims of family violence by consulting victim survivors on what they need. Because often what you think they need is perhaps not exactly what will do the trick. You know, like, I mean, it's great to have a workplace policy and it's great to have paid leave. But actually what victim survivors need are allies. And they need allies who will stick with them for months or years that it will take to either move out of the relationship, if that's the safe option, or even to go through all of the things that come after the relationship is over. Family court, police, you know, child support. I mean, there's so much that goes on, and victim survivors are in a, once they've left the relationship, when they're in the relationship, they're in a highly traumatised state, and they need that support to undo the programming, really, that they're undergoing from their perpetrator. So even just, you know, everyday gestures like, you know, inviting them to coffee, making sure that they're included, making sure that when things that, behaviours that seem off to you, that you say something, those gestures and those everyday acts of kindness and responsibility make a huge difference.
And staff within an organisation, how can they work on their culture and even improving attitudes to try and, I guess, even make perpetrators think twice about their behaviour as well?
Yeah, well, I mean, certainly there's a more complex situation with perpetrators and what to do when you have a perpetrator in the workplace or one that you suspect, that you see their behaviour seems really off. I think that overall, workplaces can't treat this like a knight in shining armour, you know, proposition. It's not that you're going in to rescue a damsel in distress. There's a lot about your own culture inside your so-called, you know, workplace family that you need to address. And a lot of that comes down to what are you valuing inside your workplace? Are you valuing the sort of power and control behaviours that we recognise as coercive control in the home? Are you turning a blind eye to bullying and sexual harassment? You know, if you're cultivating a culture that tacitly endorses the use of coercive control or those types of behaviours inside the workplace, if you turn a blind eye to bullying and sexual harassment, if you tacitly endorse a culture that values and rewards excessive use of control and power, then you're only going to be ever tinkering at the edges. And sure, you know, a workplace policy might help an individual victim survivor, but if you want to be at the vanguard of making cultural change, look inside your own house first.
So you're saying improving gender equity in the workplace, that'll just help with the wider social imbalances that exist in society?
That's a first step, yeah. Gender equality inside the workplace is a first step, but gender equality inside the workplace won't guarantee that we counter this tradition of using power and control in corporate Australia. If we want to educate boys in school that it's okay for them to be vulnerable, it's okay for them to show their emotional side, and they don't need to be in control to be successful, and then they go into the workplace and that exact thing is rejected, then we are just undoing all of the work that people are trying to do with boys to change their futures and change what they see as they value.
Thanks for speaking to SBS, Jess.
My pleasure. Thank you.